Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, expert corporate finance, tax, and M&A services driving your business growth. Visit ForvisMazars.ie.
Ian Guider of the Business Post. Who's saying that post offices need a $15 million a year subsidy over the next 5 years to maintain services and survive?
Evening, Matt. Well, that is the Irish Postmasters Union, who had the consultants Grant Thornton carry out a report on the state of the postal network across the country. And these are the people in towns and cities and villages who run local post offices, so they are distinct from Unpost. And they say over the last number of years, there has been a sharp fall in the amount of business going through post offices. So when you think of the amount of stamps they sell, when you think of the amount of transactions they do for on-post savings, for processing bills, they say there's been 15 million fewer transactions over the last 5 years. And that if they are to sustain these post offices, which they claim add a substantial value to all of the local towns and cities where they operate, they need the government to step in with support. And they put a value on that at around 15 million euro per year. Now, it should be pointed out that since 2019, when the last time the Postmasters Union had Grant Thornton in to look at the state of the postal network, there has been a reduction in the number of post offices around the country. It's gone from around 950 down to around 900. So there has been some rationalisation, but they are saying many more will close if they don't get some sort of support. And yes, of course, Matt, fewer people are using their services because more people are using digital transactions, or people are just migrating to using different types of banking services, or people are frankly not buying the amount of stamps that they had been in the past. But they are pointing out that for an existing cohort of customers, particularly older people, more vulnerable customers, they like turning up every week to get their social welfare payments cashed in for them. They like turning up to pay a bill, and they are still people that need these offices and they do need these services. And when you consider the fact that the banks have pulled out of their branch networks and passed on some of their business to the post offices, if you want to continue that, then you need to support it at government level. I suppose the question is, Matt, is 15 million euro per year a lot of money to do this? Or will naturally over time, more people, just the demographic factors of people who use these offices, will it just, the volume of transactions just keep shrinking and shrinking and shrinking?
And then the regulator, the Central Bank for Financial Services, how much money has it spent on investigating the collapse of the Irish Nationwide Building Society?
Yes, and I think this is worth pointing out because today the Central Bank of Ireland has concluded its 15-year investigation into the collapse of Irish Nationwide Building Society and four individuals who it claims are involved in the collapse of Irish Nationwide and didn't fulfil all of the rules of the Central Bank. And today it fined an individual who was a former director of Irish Nationwide called John Stanley Purcell. They disqualified him for 4 years from working in financial services and fined him 130,000 euro. given the age of Mr. Stanley, I don't think he'll be involved in financial services anyway. And they say this was an important investigation, but that it cost 24 million euro over that 15-year period. Most of that money, Matt, went to consulting firms, the likes of EY, formerly Ernst & Young. It went to law firms and it went to other external consultants. And they say that the whole process of investigating Irish Nationwide, which cost in a bailout of the Irish state billions of euro because its loan book was absolutely dreadful. It cost billions of euro. And they say they stand by this investigation, which has led to periods of disqualification from individuals from working in financial services and fines running to hundreds of thousands of euro. I suppose the question is, Matt, is that 24 million euro money well spent? The central bank says it is because they have to ensure that senior people who are part of big organisations are held personally responsible for decisions they make. And they point out the failures at Irish Nationwide, where massive loans were given to property developers with just a nod, and that they weren't going through proper processes of board to make sure they weren't taking on additional risk. But I would point out, and I'm sure many other people will point out, the cost of finding out things in this country, lengthy investigations, open to legal challenges that then go down to the High Court, money spent on external consultants, money spent on external legal services. The central banks say this is all absolutely worth it to make sure that high standards are maintained. But again, Matt, how many scandals do we investigate in this country that take so long, absolutely years, that end up in the courts for multiple periods of time, or that organisations have to spend so much money on them? 24 million euro. As I said, none of the individuals who have been sanctioned by the central bank are ever going to work, given their ages, ever going to work in financial services ever again. Okay. Was it worth it?
One other one. You've been telling us a couple of times recently about the cyber attack on Marks and Spencer's and lots of Irish customers of M&S. How much is it going to cost the company now? And how long are the effects likely to last until?
Yeah, this is absolutely a devastating financial and consequential cyber attack on Marks and Spencer's for its customers. It was hacked by a cyber gang just after Easter. And today, Marks and Spencer says the cost to not being able to sell online, the cost of rectifying the damage to its online technology, is going to hit it in the current financial year for £300 million of profit. So there's lost sales. It's not been able to sell anything online since the middle of April, and it will not be able to get its online store up and running again until June or July. So there's going to be hundreds of millions of lost sales. There's the ongoing cost of trying to rebuild its systems, and we know, it said last week, huge amounts of customer data from usernames, from dates of birth, from addresses and order history has been taken, and they're saying that this is going to take it months to recover from, but the hit is absolutely substantial. And I know lots of companies out there spend a fortune on their cybersecurity, but when it goes wrong and when these gangs do get into systems or whatever way they can, the cost can be absolutely devastating. And just to put that 300 million euro into some sort of context, today Marks and Spencer said in its financial year just gone, it made around 870 million pounds of profit. So almost half of that in the current financial year has been wiped out, and it still will not be fully up and running for another couple of months.
Ian Guider from the Business Post, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.